Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth. Scott, are you bloody feeling? Speak, goddammit.
Bro, I don't feel. I don't feel anymore.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. He's gone numb.
What have
Your
we done?
Your lips have gone blue and dry. They're all chapped. You need some pawpaw cream.
They're all crusty.
You need a bit of pawpaw cream.
Can you put the pawpaw cream on for me?
Hey, Scott. You piece of shit.
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday? Because you went to a museum, didn't you?
I did.
Like a fucking nerd.
I did go to a museum.
A fucking nerd.
It was an art museum.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Don't yell at me.
I will.
You're a fucking nerd.
I'm an art elitist.
How was it? What'd you see? Fucking nerd shit.
We saw this chain.
Look at me when you speak. Fucking nerd. This movie broke us. Go.
It was a fucking mistake to watch this movie.
Yeah.
No one in their right mind would go, yeah, I'm going to watch Home.
Oh, no,
you know what? Let's put on a movie tonight that's fun for the family.
Yeah.
Maybe a DreamWorks one. Let's choose Home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the best fucking movie in the world, right?
Oh, jeez. I loved it. I thought it was great. Rihanna.
Oh,
so good.
So good. So good.
Sheldon.
Oh, so good.
I'd be like, bazinga. We got Stephen Martin. We've got... Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That didn't get played. Worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever. Best movie ever.
Best movie ever.
Oh my god.
Biggest plot hole. Why was there a send all button that goes out to the enemy?
This is one of the many, many things in this movie that quite confused me and made me want to, I don't know, smash my face through a fucking window. You know, maybe they just did it for fun.
Okay.
They just did it for fun. They want a bit of a thrill. They want to run. The boov.
The boov. Aren't they just such little cuddly beasts?
Don't you just want to, like, lick a boov?
I want a boov all over. A big old boov.
I want a boov for Christmas.
I want a boov a pie right up my ass.
Oh.
I think that's poor design. I think that's poor design.
Poor design.
To have... a send all button to every single boov.
Yeah.
In what if you were sending boov nudes and then you accidentally slipped?
What would a boov nude look like?
What
do their privates look like?
How do
they just send their tentacles wrapped up into some sort of contortment and there's just juices squirting out?
And it's just in some weird color. Pink. Pink's their horny color, I reckon.
Yeah, so we'd established that what the fuck's his name?
Sheldon.
We're just going to call him Sheldon from now on.
Bazinga boy.
That is what he's known for, and that's what he's forever going to be known for. That, you know, obviously they turn different colours when their emotions change, but pink, he was definitely horny.
I just want to go back to that because I don't think Jim Parsons, the great actor who plays Sheldon.
Yeah.
I don't think he will always be known as that. He was also a mathematician in Hidden Figures.
See... I only just remember that because you brought that to my attention.
And that's a good movie, actually.
Really? Oh, yeah, I have seen Hidden Figures, not for a very long time, though.
Wow.
That completely skipped my mind.
Kevin Costner.
See, that is a movie that I would use my brain cells for. But this is the kind of movie that, you know, just scrapes them away and you become a crustacean with a smooth brain.
Do you feel phlegm bubble? Quick cover. Cover for me. Speak.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel... Thank you.
You're welcome.
After watching this movie,
I don't just feel stupid. I feel
numb. I honestly do have like a bit of a headache.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You get that pain in your head when you've watched such dumb shit. Do you actually have that feeling as me?
I absolutely have that feeling. Like, why we would have picked this movie to review at all? Why we would bother wasting the time on it is beyond me. And it's beyond me why I picked it, of all people.
Yeah, true.
I'm like, hey, Ben.
I'm like, Hi, Scott. Hang on, let's bring the listeners back to the moment.
Okay, so we were on a walk, right?
Right now.
So picture this. We're walking down a road.
Okay, you can picture that.
And
asphalt.
Ben goes, oh.
Do you want to play me?
Maybe.
I think it's one man. Yeah, one man band, like okay. The Pixar short.
Okay, so then Ben goes, hey, we should watch a shit movie this week.
Good impression.
That was pretty good, eh?
Yeah, one man band, like the Pixar short.
Yeah. Man, that's a good shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think we should watch Home.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. That's a shit movie. Remember watching that in cinemas when we were little and we wanted to die when we came out of the cinemas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should do that.
That was brilliant.
So that's what happened.
And scene. Good
Cut.
Job, Scott.
Thanks.
God, you're magnificent.
I'm a fucking genius.
You little perky boy.
You can touch these little perky boys in a minute.
Every time O spoke as well, it made me lose brain cells. And I think this is terrible. Well, I don't know. I just feel like this is bad for kids because they're learning how to speak incorrectly. Watch this and it's, what was it? It's like, I am very exciting. Oh no, that does make sense.
Look, they're trying to do it for comedy, but it doesn't work at all.
I excited for events. So they just use past tense and present tense and future tense all in wrong order.
Yeah, so basically you're just cancelling people's education. You're just going, no, don't speak normally. Speak like an idiot.
Yeah, and I know that
fucking stupid,
I know that
man.
Was the joke, and I know that there was like, hey, the kids will understand. But I feel like some
it's
children
not funny.
Will come out of this... which contradicts my other point. I have a point later on. Spoilers, eh?
Little
bloody tease for you listeners out there saying that children aren't dumb, but I'll get to that.
Yeah.
But this also is, well, sometimes... Well, you watch a movie. You kind of copy stuff from the movie. You feel like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched The Joker. Now I feel like Joaquin Phoenix.
You know, yeah. You know when you like... Yeah. If you watch a movie that is exhilarating... And like a thriller or something, and then suddenly, say you watch Mission Impossible, and then suddenly, you know, you're rolling around in your bedroom doing stunts and shit, and you're like, yeah, I'm Tom Cruise.
Yeah, so I worry that a kid's going to enjoy this movie and then think that O was hilarious and then start talking. Here's me
like
being
that.
A 40-year-old Facebook mum.
Yeah.
And I mean...
You are.
What a
you are 40.
I am 40, so that
and,
makes
And you
sense.
Are a mum.
I am a mum of 6 children.
Congratulations. Ben actually gave birth last week
to
two beautiful twins.
Oh, stop it. You're embarrassing me. I was trying to keep it private.
And that neither of them have curly hair. Spoiler for...
Yeah, neither of the 6 have curly hair.
Wait.
They're sextuplets?
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about the other 4.
Yeah, just like the Mayan Wayans film or whatever his name is. A Netflix movie. We might watch that one time. We might watch Sextuplets. You can tell that it's a bad movie for how many times we've derailed onto other movies.
It's so hard to concentrate on this movie. I counted about 5 times I legitimately almost fell asleep. I was either going to shit myself, which I've been holding for the entire day
for some reason. Still are holding.
Still are, because, you know, we need the extra tension for a dramatic effect.
You're a perky boy. It's what you do.
I am a perky boy. Or I was going to fall into a deep slumber, which I would have absolutely loved, but we have to do a podcast. Oh, Testy Pop. Sorry about that.
They used Australia. They did.
Of all the countries.
Good on them, I guess.
Of course they use Australia because they don't give a fuck. Hollywood's like, yeah, they won't care.
What's a large empty space? Australia.
The whole of Australia.
I mean, I guess it
apparently.
Is kind of, it's kind of not too bad. I wonder how those people dealt in the outback.
Can you imagine that? Like the just chucking a bunch of people in the outback and it looked like a very sunny day.
Mm.
Did they understand that it gets to like 50 degrees out there?
That's Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
Also, can I make a point?
Yes.
If you're going to get every human from the world... So, okay, this is a bit of the plot here where my brain is going.
7.2
billion. Yes.
Around, yeah, go. So,
yeah, that many people, you're going to stick them in the middle of Australia. Can you imagine the chaos that would ensue?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the amount of dead people there would be by the time the end of the movie got there if it was realistic?
Yeah.
Like, it would just be covered in blood and shit and cum. That would be it.
Also, you're putting all
I don't know why I said come, I'm sorry.
I mean, I guess a lot of people would be like, damn, it's the end of the world, let's just fuck.
Yeah.
Let's just fuck.
You know? The...
Oh, this episode's a bit rude.
This is a little bit naughty.
Dropped a couple of Fs.
I'm sorry, but those boobs do be looking kind of thick, bruh.
What the fuck, Scott? Cut it out. I also
Rule 34, boob.
Another plot... I don't know if this is a plot point, but imagine living in Alice Springs, for those who don't know, middle of Australia.
Yeah.
And then getting sucked up by a boob little tube, a boob tube.
Only to be put right
five
back.
Like 5 kilometres or miles, okay, east.
Yeah.
To like the middle of the thing, be like, oh, damn, home's just like 5Ks like that away. That would suck. Wouldn't you just, you'd just leave. I mean, you could just leave.
You could just leave. Why didn't they just leave?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, yeah, they would just suck them up and put them back again.
There definitely was looting and people going around. Oh, no, look at their homes as well.
They were immaculate.
You couldn't fit anyone in those homes, though.
Yeah.
They were too small.
They were so, so small. We know this is a cartoon. It's an animated movie, but... When they're beyond stupid, when movies like this are beyond stupid, it becomes a problem. Because when a studio like DreamWorks makes a movie like Shrek and then goes and makes this a couple of years later, you wonder where the logic went.
Yeah.
Like, Shrek is a movie about fantasy and it makes more sense than this.
Yeah, and it's got good, well-crafted jokes. Which is another thing, I don't think...
We could just compare the whole thing to Shrek and that could be the podcast, honestly.
Or a more recent one to Home, which was Megamind. You know, that had good jokes. And that was only, I think, 2 years prior, two or 3 years prior.
Also, what stumped me in our first take was when I said the character design of this.
Yeah.
Of all the characters, but specifically the humans.
And Rihanna was so disproportionate to her body. Big chunky legs, weird abdomen, small little perky arms, like a...
Like a T-Rex.
A little perky girl.
It's just...
Maybe. Moving on. Her eyes were spaced out like nothing else.
It's just...
And then you just saw the other humans as well.
They just... Their heads were just fucked. They were just wrong.
They looked like that face mush filter.
Like, I know, obviously, there's TikTok. Different styles of animation and design and stuff, but I don't know, it just wasn't a very appealing style and look to view.
My phone just went on, man. That was really distracting.
I'm just going to turn that over.
Toby Maguire's face.
Yeah, my screensaver is Toby Maguire's face.
And I've got Willem Dafoe as a widget on my phone.
It's beautiful.
He's doing the one where his legs are spread.
Yeah, yeah. Iconic.
Yeah, I just don't think that the jokes were great at all. There was such lazy writing. Just because it's a children's movie, and this is what we'll find going into more animated films.
More modern animated films, because it's become a trend through recent times.
I don't think... there are still some good modern animated films as well. Denying it, but they're definitely... I feel like they're less frequent and they're pumped out
worse. It's not the same, man.
It isn't the same.
It's not in the Toy Story days or the Nemo days.
Yeah.
What happened? They got lazy. That's what happened.
Yeah, this is very lazy. You can still make jokes that are smart that you'll watch in, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
And it'll be funny when you were... a 7-year-old, and it'll still be funny when you're a 27-year-old.
See, or for all ages, you know, these movies, parents have to take their kids to this in the cinema. Well, obviously not anymore because, you know, Netflix just pumps them out now.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
A fart joke, and that can be still funny as an older person.
But you got to execute it right.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, like, throw it out there and waste it.
Or him drinking motor oil and stuff. Like, good ideas, but executed so poorly where it's like, man, I can see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But nah, it's not. The only thing that I think wasn't funny at all, nothing was funny, but was kind of satisfying was when old mate had, I don't know if they're orange pills or mandarin pills on his feet.
Yeah.
That kind of looked cool.
I didn't like it.
I was kind of squishy and I was like, damn, imagine just like boovin' all over that. You know what I'm saying?
I would move on that.
I got another point. This is a good conversation starter. So oh,
hit me
wait
with
up,
it.
Wait on that diving board and get ready to dive into this conversation.
I am about to fall.
You like that UK diver who knits all his medals, like he knits pouches for his medals.
What?
You seen that guy?
No, I haven't seen that guy. What's his name?
Chase Boy. He's good, and his dad passed away.
Oh, no, he was on the news the other night. Oh, no, he was on Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he put his dad's ashes at the bottom of the diving board and won gold back in 2012.
That's wholesome.
He's a nice guy. A good guy.
We're supposed to be talking about Holmes, hey. And this is how this shows how interested we are in this movie.
How come Kyle, the you know Kyle?
Oh, yeah, Kyle, best friend Kyle.
Yeah, he's doing like this. How come Kyle could travel from O's location at the petrol station,
yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, where he's talked about number three and all that shit.
Mm.
So then he had that little conflict. Paris, okay? How could Kyle travel from O's location at the petrol station to Paris so quickly in a fucking bubble, but the high-tech Slurpee car took fucking days to get to Paris?
Yes.
I know that they're different machines, Scott.
Yes.
I know. You can stop telling me that.
I'm going to stop telling you that.
Good. Because I'm going to say he still built it more high tech. Surely it would take quicker than a fucking bubble. Did you see how slow those things were moving?
Yeah.
The car was going quicker than the bubbles when all the boobs were escaping at the first time that the, what's the triangle dude's called? The starfish things?
We'll just call them, you know, the starfish.
The Grogans.
The Rogans.
Yeah, the Rogans. The Joe Rogan.
The Joe Rogans.
The Joe Rogan looking fellas came.
Yeah. When they came to invade Earth.
The Slurpee car was moving quicker. I'm
perplexed.
So how did Kyle get from the petrol station to Paris?
Ah, bro, maybe we need to move on to, like, figuring out what number three is.
Tell me.
He's backed me against a wall here, and he's holding a knife to my throat.
Fucking tell me. It's a fucking piece of shit.
What is a number three? What do you think it is?
That is true.
That actually is a question that I have for the writers. Like, please, I want to see that on camera.
Also, he had no holes, so what's a number one and a number two?
I don't know. Well, there is the face hole, and there are the tentacle holes.
Oh, true.
Maybe that's where it comes out.
Oh, true, because when he went to kill himself in the ocean,
he shits out of his tentacle ears.
Fuck, that's gross, man.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. Imagine if you shat out of your ears.
You'd just be in class, like, trying to hear something, and then just like, oh, no, oh, we've got a big one coming. And then just blocks the whole rest of the 45-minute lecture.
It's like you're at uni. Like,
you're POV, trying to listen to some.
You've got, like, a girlfriend, and you're resting on her knee.
Yeah.
And then, like, your ear that's, like, resting on her thigh just starts shitting.
Wow.
That'd be pretty sick.
It's fantastic.
Hot. Cool. No jokes landed. How was the cat surviving without food? I don't know.
Damn. Yeah, ate, like, one hot dog and she's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, true. She ate the hot dog.
Yeah.
Now, what the fuck? I don't know why I'm going into food. You never eat see characters thing. That's probably a low. That's a low.
How about the shameless Rihanna song plugs?
Oh yeah, throughout the whole thing.
That's fantastic. You know,
fucking stupid.
You know, how about the?
I didn't like it. No? I thought it was stupid the whole time.
I thought it was great.
You're the worst person to exist.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. This was meant to be a good podcast and you've ruined it. You've ruined the whole thing. I want to do a take three.
Okay. All right. We're doing a take three.
No, I'm serious.
We'll delete it all.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Let's get rid of it.
No, Scott, look, I'm actually serious.
I can't see your face.
I'm serious, it's cut.
We should have turned the lights on before we started the podcast.
Let's cut. I'm serious.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. What else? Fucking boov and shit. at the end, they showed other aliens, and then this is how lazy they are. They couldn't even show a different colored alien. Their other version of another species was still a purple alien, just with a pointier head. That's very creative, DreamWorks.
I have to
Jeff
go
Katzenberg.
Yeah, Jeff.
Who then created Quibi?
Of course he created Quibi.
What a fucking dickhead.
Of course he created Quibi.
Fucking dickhead.
How do the aliens look more normal than the people? I'm sorry to go back to this point, but how do they look more normal than the people?
Yeah, that's just shit animating.
You know the Uncanny Valley? You know, when, you know, it looks almost human, but it's not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was this.
Oh.
That was that. This was the people. Oh, Dad's taking the rubbish out.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Oh, and he's walked away.
He's walking away. He's walking away.
Wow, good on him. What a great bloke.
I don't say what a legend.
Yeah. I don't know,
on
Scott.
Your dad.
I don't know. I think it's just shit writing. I'm not shit writing, shit drawing from the animators.
Yeah.
I reckon they had a 6 month time. I was like, let's just quickly push something out. Jeffy boy was like, come on, I'm a perky lad.
Let's get some aliens on our screens.
Just like that. He spoke just like that.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
You know, well, I don't know. Me and Jeff go way back.
Jim Parsons screaming. Sheldon Boy, Bazinga Boy.
You know what?
Awful. I hated that.
At first, when we first watched this movie in cinemas, regretfully, I thought Sheldon's character was going to be endearing.
Yeah.
Until it gets 5 minutes into the movie where he continues to scream.
Oh.
And then it goes on and on for an hour and a half. It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Why?
Once again, we like to take pee breaks sometimes in our
movies.
Not when we're in the cinemas, of course.
No. You got to be
when
be
you're at home and you've got the Yeah, you got the power of the pause. We like to use that pause function.
Yep, that's
gets
right.
us right booved up.
Well, we were extra booved today.
I was booving all over the place.
Mate,
as I pressed that pause button,
you were booving outside, booving on the walls. You even booved a little bit on my foot here, but we don't want to talk about that.
I booved on the mic.
Oh, man. That's why I'm trying not to touch it here.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you get a little bit of boove on your mouth, and I go, I'm sorry, brother. I know we're not in Tasmania, but sometimes things happen. We've been booved.
We've been booved. Can you just hit me with trivia? I don't want to anymore.
Well, how long have we gone for? Time checked, quick.
It's like 20-something minutes.
I
need to shit. I genuinely need to shit.
All right, so I'll extend it. We'll do a 40-minute podcast just so that we can shake and bake.
Maybe. I'm not sure that the trapdoors can hold for that long, but give it a red hot crack.
One last point, all right. Calm down.
I have enchiladas backed up in me.
You calm the fuck down. Look at me in the eyes. I'm going to speak to you right now, boy. The message was so on the nose. It was so on the nose.
It was so on the nose.
Oh, people have to be unique. Yeah, we get it. Oh, we don't party. All us boobs are the same. I don't give a shit.
It's just...
That is too on the nose. That's like, kids are stupid. They won't get it unless all these boob act the exact same and have no defining features except for Steve Martin and Kyle.
Yeah. Why do people, when they write shit like this, why do they think kids are that dumb? Like, obviously...
It's mean.
It's actually, yeah, it's downplaying their intelligence because... Not defending all kids because, you know, obviously, you know...
We've met a few in our time.
We were kids back in the day. But the thing is, though, there used to be gritty cartoons, like, you know, all sorts of stuff throughout the 2000s.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba. It's a banger. It's a banger. But also, like I'm talking like grittier stuff like Justice League Unlimited.
Young Justice. Justice for the Bold.
Justice
is Blind.
The Batman, the animated series.
Justice.
I don't know,
justice.
But there's like so many other things. And even Pixar movies, like those, the early ones like Nemo and Toy Story, they have so many intelligent and dark moments, but there's also family moments and bits for everyone. It's an amalgamation of beautiful things that this movie has none of.
Yeah.
It's too stupid, like you said, to sum what you're saying up. It's just dumb.
Yeah. Trivia. This movie is based on a book, The True Meaning of Smack Day.
Cool. Yeah, this movie's based on a book.
Fucking...
I'm sure the book's good.
Proves how lazy it is that this is based on something.
Are you kidding me? I can't even fathom that.
I just think this isn't even true. I just think they added this in post.
Yeah.
But the color and pattern changing of the boov is based on the remarkable camouflage skin of the cuttlefish.
Oh, wow.
That's not true. Fuck off. That's not true. They're not that smart.
They're not that smart.
This is probably true. When the internal machinery of the slushiest, so that's
The dumb name for the car that he made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cash register reads 5316008. Mm. And when read upside down, it reads boogies. They couldn't even do boobies like every school kid does.
Oh, my God.
Not one person has wrote boogies on a calculator.
No. No.
It's boobies. Everyone knows it's boobies. Give me a score.
It only deserves half a nug.
Yeah, fuck this movie. I don't want to give it a nug. Not a single one.
You're going to give it zero?
Yeah.
Fuck this. I'm going to give it a zero. I'm going to shit. Goodbye.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.